is Princess Andy over at phonesexprincessblog.com. So, I am so excited to be writing this. 5 questions you should be asking a potential new phone dominatrix. And these questions are just a stepping stone into finding out about the mistress that you're interested in. When you start talking and getting to know somebody, and you ask one question and they answer it, and that answer tends to lead to other new interesting questions. So you don't have to word it exactly the way I do, but do not be afraid to ask a phone dominatrix, what characteristics would you use to best describe your dominant style? I personally like to think I'm wickedly playful, I'm demanding, I can be bossy as fuck, compassionate, nurturing, and I could also be very strict. I can be. And you can ask what scenes or what kinks turn you on, what experiences do you have in power exchange, and the last 2 questions I find to be very important. Do not be afraid to ask about using a safe word, even though you're on the phone or it's a long-distance scene. It's important to ask these questions. Can I change my mind? With me, yes, of course you can. But with another dominatrix, she might be like, mm-mm. And this is a question that could be a little awkward, but am I allowed to call other mistresses? There are some that are like, no way. Mm-mm. It's me or the highway. And I would hope that you would kind of say, fuck that. I'm not gonna be with someone that's like that. But maybe that's your kink. It's all good. I like to share. So this is Princess Andy over at phonesexprincessblog.com.